The trains would go by. You'd hear the trains going by. Once in a while, there would be a thunderstorm. But generally speaking, it worked. Mm-hmm. And the rave reviews from that first night, the first few nights, were all over the place. Mm-hmm. New York Times was here, Toronto Star, all the major papers in North America. And I think even some of the London papers were here for that.
And yeah, for you as definitely. A young man, being part of that, part of CJCS in these early days and then the Stratford Festival.
Well, one of my great moments was walking into the theater during the rehearsals for Richard III and seeing this lone figure on the stage and thinking, that's Alec Guinness. So I had my huge, in those days, tape recorder carrying it with me. And I brought it up to the stage, and he looked around, because he was all by himself.
Okay.
But he's just sort of walking back and forth, going over some lines, I think, for the next night or 2 nights.
Getting into character, the whole thing.
Yeah. And I said, excuse me, sir, could I have a few words with you? And he looked at me and stopped, and then he smiled. And he said, well, all right, young man. Now, he was either taken aback by the brashness of this kid, or he thought, I'll give this kid a break. So he sat down, and he recorded about a 15-minute interview with me. And I thought, wonderful. So we played that the next day. And then I thought about a week later, you know, I should try to keep that tape. It had already been taped over.
No.
By commercials for Northways or Grafton's or Canadian Tire or whatever.
Move on.
We move on, yeah.
Oh, you got to love it.
But that
radio.
Was my first big interview
at
the festival
that
night.
Gosh.
And then I think it was 2 nights hence, he would be up with Richard III. Mm. Now is the winner of our discontent, etc.
Fantastic. Yeah. So again,
those were great moments. The festival, the start of it.
Yes.
All during that first year I was here, and part of the second year, too.
Mm-hmm. So you're at CJCS Radio, Stratford Festival. What made you leave the radio station?
Well, it was more personal than anything else. Not the radio station. I loved working at the radio station. But all of my friends had moved on. And there was this feeling that, you know, my girlfriend was off to university. My friends were at Western or elsewhere. They'd all moved on. And I was continuing on at CJCS, and I thought, maybe I better start thinking about moving on myself. So I didn't get to where I wanted to go, which was CFPL London, because a lot of announcers from CJCS, including people like Tom Bird, Jeff Bingle, Jack Ellman, they had all moved to CFPL from CJCS. I was not able to get there. I'd written them a few notes. And they said, yes, you have some promise, but call us back in a few years.
Mm.
So by chance, I think they sent a tape over to Guelph, and Guelph called me. And they offered assistant news director along with other things. And I thought, well, I may as well give this a shot.
Right.
So off I went. Also, there were some personal issues at home. And I thought I'll just move away for a while.
Yeah.
Never thinking I would never be back. But when I was in Guelph, an opportunity came up for working at the CBC, and things just unfolded from there.
Mm-hmm.
So it was nothing to do with CJCS. I loved CJCS. Every moment I worked here, the people, the environment, the whole feeling of being in radio.
Yeah.
Was what trapped me and captured me.
Absolutely.
And indeed, it dominated my life for the remainder of time.
Or I think of actors at the Stratford Festival who may, you know, go on to other theater, but they take that piece of Stratford with them. They take that training and that love of Stratford. So I think you've done that as well.
Oh, yes.
CJCS Radio, you took that with you.
And my father, who was a very special person to me, he told me very often, never forget your roots. And I never did, because when I was asked to come back, and I came back a lot because I had relatives here that asked me to do this and that. And I have come back very, very often through the years. I'm a proud member with a fund in the Stratford Perth Community Foundation. I've been back to the festival a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Did interviews with several of the directors. We did a profile on Anthony Cimolini. So I've been back and forth –